Right.
You have a full house.
How do you mean?
With your dogs.
Oh, yes. Yes, they're here. Hold on. I'll just get this loaded up. I was asleep. I'll be jet washing my patio.
Is it nice and clean now?
Well, no, it's covered in mud because we had a flood. We had a flood. I've had to clean it. Where are you? Come here. Come and sit in here. Oh, good. Right. Okay. There. Right. Oh, sugar. Oh, golly. Right. Okay. What are we doing?
Well, we're doing the show, aren't we?
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Right. Let me just get my... oh, look, the lilac tree is beginning to come out. That's nice, isn't it? Very nice indeed. Right. Gosh, can't think of anything to talk about.
Well, we could talk about your lilac tree. That seems to appear in the show every now and again.
Yeah, well, it's right outside the window where I do this. And after all the rain, the sun's come out. It's very nice. And the dogs want to go out, and I'm trying to stop them from going out because I don't want all the... have to put them in the bath again and wash them. Come here. Come sit here. That's a good girl. So there we are. Right. Okay. So, well, we could talk, I suppose. Should we just play the music? And, oh, gosh, maybe we shouldn't start it just yet.
Maybe the music might wake you up.
And I don't want you playing this out.
Oh, okay. That's a bit of a shame.
Why?
It's probably already gone out.
Oh, that'd be ridiculous. How could it already have gone out?
I might have forgotten to edit this bit.
Well, don't forget, otherwise I'll give you a thoroughly good...
jet washing?
Or other. Yeah. Yeah, you can't say, you know, I'll give you a thoroughly good beating anymore, otherwise some silly sod's going to say, oh, he's bullying him. Oh, f***ing hell. Honestly, people are so... it's such a... what a wanky society there is.
I'll edit some of that out.
What?
Just some little bits. A few beeps here and there.
Oh. Right. Okay, I think I'm better now. I got up early, you see. And I knew because we have this flood, there was going to be... because I live at the bottom of a hill. And when it rains, the, you know, a lot of stuff comes down. Not nasty, horrible stuff. No, don't you chew my shoes. No. Mind that. Let's put that there. Okay, come on, sit down. Come on, sit down. We'll just do this. Talk to Rob. No chewing the shoes. I should put them away. It's the beauty of living on your own with dogs. You can leave stuff all over the place, and I do.
But they all become playthings then.
Yes, I know. And Lulu is just sitting beside my shoes, sort of seeing when I'm looking away over here. And then she will try. Anyway, we will press on in a moment. What was I telling her? So it was a film of mud because there's a stream comes across the garden. And it's, you know, it's quite nice mud. I can scoop it up, put it on the garden, be quite nice.
Is it mud or silt?
No, it's not silt, no. Silt comes out of a river.
You had a stream.
Yeah, it's a sort of ditch, really.
Okay. Why are you living at the bottom of the hill? Surely you want to look down on everyone and be at the top of the hill.
Yeah, I would like to do that, but I just happened to find a house that was at the bottom of the hill, which I liked. I
suppose you could always move up slowly.
No, I can see down over other people from the other way, so I might just be halfway down the hill.
So you're in the middle, then?
Oh, this is a ridiculous conversation. Wherever I am, I'm there, right?
Okay.
Good. Okay. Gosh. So, what is there to talk about that we haven't already talked about? The news is getting very dull, very boring, isn't it? Very quickly.
It's all about the virus.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was I had lunch with a guy called Napier Martin the other day, who's just made an album. In fact, he's a fascinating chap, and we're talking about doing an interview. And normally I wouldn't talk about things that I might do, but it's just, you know, He gave up all his wealth, a huge amount of wealth. He was very privileged. He went to Eton. He was a page boy for the Queen. His father was, I'm not sure if his father's still alive or not. Anyway, obviously, a very wealthy gentleman who had an estate and stuff like that, that Martin Napier, I should say, didn't want to have anything to do with. And he's gone off doing things all over the world. And he's ended up studying Aborigines or Native Australians, and some of them very mystical, and how they communicate with cetaceans. Do you know what cetaceans are?
No.
Oh, have I got the wrong word?
It could be the wrong word.
I don't know. Well, having just woken up, it's a bit difficult. Whales, anyway. It's definitely not crustaceans, okay?
Well, it sounds similar, doesn't it? But so whales, you reckon?
Yeah, yeah. And fascinating that he says whales are actually here to save the planet and we ought to take notice of them. And they're trying to get in touch with us. So I had lunch with him and had a fascinating discussion about it. And I think there's something in it.
Something in what? Whales?
In this, that whales are very, very, they're more intelligent, they're more in tune with their environment than we are. We've lost because we felt the need for religion. And we got rid of all the small religions, which may have had more of reality within them. And then these sort of big religions with one God and all that sort of thing came into being. So they could control populations.
Yeah.
And that's what they do. And whether you say, oh, well, other things, the root of most trouble in the world's got to do with religion.
So did they believe that the whales were some sort of like godly figures?
Well, they're if you like, they're ambassadors from whatever created the universe. It's really quite deep. I'm not sure if we should be talking about it on the show. Really quite deep. But I personally think there might be something in it.
There's a Star Trek film, I think it's Star Trek 4, I think, where they use a whale to talk to an alien race.
Yeah. They've done investigations into the, you know, whether they're dolphins or whales and into their brains, which are far more complicated, not necessarily bigger, but within the brain far more complicated than ours, far more things are going on in their brains. And just because they don't walk and talk and make things doesn't mean they're less intelligent than we are.
How long have whales been around for?
Apparently longer than we have.
So there's a lot of sort of inherited intelligence then?
Yeah. There's one tribe of Aborigines who are, I've forgotten the name of them now, who are constantly in touch with these great animals. I'm thinking of becoming a hippie and going and living somewhere.
Well, you are a whale at the end of the day.
Well, that's right. That's why they thought it would be appropriate for me to do the interview, I think. And I've also had, you know, I was very privileged. Well, I wasn't privileged. It was a horrid experience, which I was explaining to him, where I went, and it's in one of my TV shows, I swam in the tank with this killer whale in Windsor Safari Park.
Winnie.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
Yeah. Well, I put it on YouTube for you. Yeah.
Oh, it's up there, is it? Ooh. Ooh. Oh, hang on. Hey, don't you do that. Oh, dear. Dear. That was the post.
Anything exciting?
You never get very much in the post that's exciting now, except loads of advertising stuff, do you? Oh, gosh.
I've had loads of logbooks this week.
Have you?
Hmm.
Oh, hang on, what's this? I don't like the look of this one. Oh, gosh. Your tax code notice? What the hell's that?
HN's Customs and Revenue.
Yeah. This is to tell you your tax code S for 6th of April 2020 to 5th of April 2021.
Have you gone up or down a tax code?
How would I know if I've gone up one or down one?
The number. I suppose you better not read the number out because otherwise it people.
What is the number then of yours?
Mine?
I want to see the number.
I don't even know what mine is. My accountant sorts all that kind of stuff out.
Well, yeah. This totals your tax-free amount. Personal allowance. Less state pension. Total tax-free amount. That's all very depressing, isn't it?
When you're on the sort of money that you're on, it doesn't really matter how much tax you pay, really, does it?
Well, everybody thinks I'm amazingly well off and earn huge amounts of money, which is actually untrue.
Now you mention it, you do live at the bottom of a hill.
This is the standard amount of taxable income most people can have before they start paying income tax. If your total income exceeds $100,000, your allowance goes down proportionately.
Has your allowance gone down proportionately?
Well, I haven't earned over 100,000.
Oh.
So I'll leave you to do that.
You want me to earn more than 100,000?
Well, I want you to make some money so I can make some money.
Oh, okay.
My tax code is a letter, not a number.
What, just one letter?
Yeah. It says, shows that you are entitled to the standard tax-free personal allowance. It's very nice of them.
Just like everyone else then, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, that's what I said.
Nothing special.
No, I must go. Just MOT'd my old car, and I must go and tax that.
Is that the car you sort of drive around to make people think that you're not on much money?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
You're a stupid pillar, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay, right. I forgot what I was doing now. I was sort of disturbed by the lovelies of my life.
We were talking about Wales, weren't we?
Oh, yeah. So anyway, it could be Wales. Should we just start the program and get on with it?
Can you quickly finish about the Wales before we start?
Yeah, I think it was very... I just found it fascinating that you know, these great creatures of the ocean, who are mammals after all. And when I swam in the tank with Winnie, the killer whale... I just got an overwhelming feeling of despair from this lovely animal. And, you know, it kept coming in my head thinking, oh, golly, having to leave you here in this concrete tank, a magnificent animal just, you know, in this tank and just left there, can't do anything, hasn't got any other whales to sort of... and whales are very sociable animals. They live in groups and... are just, you know, heartbreaking, really. So the sooner we allow them all to go free and the sooner that maybe we learn how to... They're just there watching to see whether we really do completely destroy ourselves. And I'm not talking about climate change or that sort of thing, but I'm talking about just the way we live, the way we behave. You know, we overpollute everything, overuse everything, look for arguments, fight wars. We're not sophisticated in any way, shape or form. We haven't learned how to live in harmony with our surroundings. We are still fighting the elements instead of going with them. All this stuff we have, all of us, doesn't really help. Doesn't help us at all, you know. If we were to have less complicated lives, life would be better. If we had learnt loads of things and had moved on, we have learnt loads of things, but we haven't moved on. We're still sorting out our differences with violence. We're still trying to get one up on everybody else. And now we haven't moved our nature on. It's ridiculous, isn't it, in a way? I mean, the real top of the food chain of the whales are, of course, all vegetarians. But it's just, you know, everything this guy said to me made sense. I think I might become a hippie. But he's not he's a guy in his 60s, so, and he's just about to go off and commune with these magnificent beings again.
So you may be going off with him then?
So if I disappear, you will know. Well, I can't disappear because I've got Lulu and Daisy to look after.
True, true.
I'm the tax man to pay.
There is that, yeah. They are obviously sending... They know about you, don't they?
Who?
The tax man.
They know about everybody. What are you talking about?
Well, obviously, this is sort of just a reminder in the post, to just to remind you that we know where you are. It's one of those letters, isn't it, they've sent you?
Yeah. But don't they send everybody one of those? Don't you get one?
No.
Don't you?
No.
Oh. It does say, Dear Mr. Whale.
So it's just generalising. It doesn't actually really know who you are. It just knows you're from the whale family.
Hmm. Find out how the government spends your money.
Nice.
If you think your tax code is wrong, you can check and let us know any change you'd like. That's nice, isn't it?
Just pick a different letter.
Yeah. What letter's yours?
I don't know. I haven't got a letter.
Why?
Well, I'm obviously off the radar, aren't I?
Yeah. Well, I think you should be on it, so I'm going to tell them you are around.
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah, I think I am. Right, let's start the proceedings and get on with something.
Okay, I'll play some music.
All right, okay. Well, there we are. Time to say welcome to the James Whale radio show app. No, radio show podcast, whatever it is, you know, the sort of thing. Actually, that's something I was meaning to talk to you about.
I've had loads of emails.
Yeah, well, you did say it last week, and sneakingly, you didn't think anybody would reply, did you?
I think it was more you saying than me last week. And yes, I didn't think anyone would reply. And
yeah,
yes, I'm going
to sort
it.
You because I wanted to have an app so people could listen to us easily. And for some reason, no, we don't need an app. We don't want to do that. We don't want to go with any of these companies because they'll just rip you off. We don't want to do that. And I've got this huge feeling. I was talking to other quite well-known people who do podcasts, and they all seem to make a reasonable amount of money. And here's me, sitting around in my bungalow, in my underpants, at this moment, but very nice underpants, by the way, at this moment, and thinking, how could I make a few more bob so I could feed the dogs better food, etc., etc., or maybe get enough money to afford someone to come in and do the cleaning, which I'm not doing terribly well. And then I'm talking to these people, and they say, oh, no, we can you make a few bob out of it, not maybe a lot, but you can make a few bob out of it. Are you sure your chap who's doing it is telling you what's going on? I said, absolutely not, because, you know, he lives in the middle of nowhere up in North Wales, and I've only ever seen him once. And then, you know, I felt sorry for the guy because he looked a bit sad. He's got lots of bags under his eyes and all sorts of other things going on for his age. Looks about 90.
I need surgery.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, taking your head off and putting a new one on is pretty advanced. So the upshot of this is, last show we did, I said, if anybody would like an app, because you said nobody wants one, get in touch, or something like that.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm surprised you're admitting it, because normally you wouldn't.
No, I've had several emails all requesting the link for the test app, which we have already.
Oh, the test app. Not a proper app.
Well, it works.
Does it?
Hmm.
Yeah, but is it a proper one?
Yeah, it installs in your iPhone or iPad as an icon. You click on it and it shows you all the podcasts, and it's got a few pictures in it. It's got a live call button to the answer phone machine that we don't use anymore, but it still sort of works, I suppose. We could revive that. And then it's got all your...
You see, you're very sort of airy-fairy, aren't you, about the whole, well, we got this. You could do so much more with this and make some money out of it, yet you just sit there mending televisions all day.
I want to put more features in it before I give it out. I wanted to put all your YouTube clips, etc., into it, so it becomes a big, nice package.
Well, why don't you do it?
Time.
Yeah, well, we only do this 1 hour a week. What are you doing the rest of the time? mending other people's TVs. Stop doing it.
I don't fix TVs.
Well, whatever you do.
Right.
I mean, this app could make us some money.
Yeah, but then your tax code will change.
Well, that's okay.
Right.
If you're earning it, you've got to pay the tax.
Well, I try not to pay any tax.
Well, I just want to make sure that I've got nothing to do with that, right? In fact, I'm going to have you checked out.
Or as little as possible.
I'm going to have you checked out. I'm serious. Okay. Gosh, I need to dust down here. My golly, I haven't dusted in here for ages.
Okay, we're talking about the room. Okay, brilliant.
What do you think we're talking about?
I don't know, the way you said it then.
Oh, right. Yeah. So anyway, so what are you going to do?
I'm going to fire up the old computer, load up the old Xcode, have a quick look at it, update it to the new version of Xcode.
Could you get on with it then?
Program ports across to the new version and then upload it to Apple's server. Apple then vet it to see if it's any good. Hopefully it'll pass that and then it'll go live.
What do you mean, hopefully?
Well, your app has to be useful.
What do you mean it has to be useful?
Well, Apple have to deem it as useful.
Well, I think we're already on Apple, aren't we?
Well, we're on Apple, but our app has to be useful.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Well, just get on and do it, will you?
Okay, I need to borrow 80 quid.
Why do you need to borrow 80 quid when you're the one who doesn't pay any tax?
Well, maybe I don't pay any tax because I don't actually make any money.
No, that's not true. I've seen how you live. Oh, shush, I shouldn't have said that.
So, yeah, £80. I'll have to take that out of the kitty.
Well, do whatever you like, but just get on with it.
Will do.
Right. God's sake. Okay, so we better start again. Right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the James Whale Radio Show podcast today, produced by, what's his name, Rob. Here we are, talking about the stories of the day. And I'm sick and tired of hearing about corona. If we get flu or a bad cold, it goes on your chest, you get pneumonia, you do die. And the older you are, the less susceptible to getting any medication you are, or antibiotics or whatever it is. And unless there's something they're not telling us about this, and the conspiracy theories abound, I'm not sure why they're going on about it so much.
The latest I heard was that if you get it, it will cause permanent damage to you afterwards, even if you survive.
In what way?
Harder breathing.
Well, I've got asthma, so it'll do me in anyway.
Yeah. At what point do we not go out?
Well, I don't know. I was just asked by my boss of talk radio yesterday whether I would be okay doing my show from home if need be, and I said yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'm thinking about things, people like my parents and stuff. Surely the best for them if they stayed in and we did the shopping and they just stayed in until it passed.
Mm. Yeah, well, my son keeps saying that to me and I think, I'm not old, what's he talking about?
Well, you've just said you've got asthma, so you're in the high-risk area.
If I was born with it. Well, I've had it since I was a kid.
So you're used to it then?
Well, not used to it, but I, you know, carry an inhaler with me and stuff like that. There are some top athletes with asthma, you know.
What do they do?
What do you mean, what do they do?
What do they run?
Yeah, some very good runners who have asthma. I suppose one of the reasons my parents encouraged me with my archery was that's good for your chest.
Not when you twang a nipple.
Well, don't twang a nipple. It's easy. So anyway, you know, all things like that leave you slightly damaged. I mean, I've had pneumonia. Have you ever had pneumonia?
Not I'm aware of. I doubt it.
I actually had a very slight pneumonia while I was in the Big Brother house.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And they said to me, now, if you want to leave, obviously our medical team are saying that that's one option. And they're also saying that if you stay in the house, we can treat you while you're here. And I was thinking all the time, well, I'm going to be out. The next eviction, I'll be out, won't I? So I said, oh, I'll stay I might as well get treated in there than go home and have to go out and get myself treated.
And you get the full payment for being in.
Yeah, and you get the full payment. So as far as I was concerned, it was a win-win.
It's like staying in a private hospital and being paid for it.
Yeah, but being aggravated by Bear and all the rest of them.
That's true. I think I'd rather have the pneumonia.
Hmm. Well, anyway, I just handled it. So sometimes that's why I might have been a bit quiet. Well, no, I was trying to be a bit quiet so people would vote me out.
I think I'm getting to the stage now where I want to get the coronavirus just to get it out the way.
Yeah, but if you have it, does that necessarily mean that it's going to get it out of the way?
Yeah, because they are saying it may be mutating.
Into what?
Into something else, more stronger.
Well, you know, the problem is the conspiracy theories are abounding. But one thing that isn't a conspiracy theory, it is a fact I am led to believe, is that China's version of Porton Down, where we experiment with all that sort of weird stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is in Wuhan.
Right.
So I'm not saying that they were experimenting with something and it got out, but it just happens to be a coincidence that the place where they have their version of Porton Down, which what does chemical weaponry and stuff like that over here.
Yep.
Well, it's so under the radar that nobody really knows that their version of that is in or just outside Wuhan.
I also have seen videos floating around on social media blaming 5G.
But I don't think... I think 5G could do other things to you, but I don't think it'll give you a virus.
Well, everyone would have it, wouldn't they, in the area?
Exactly. Yeah.
And as far as I'm aware, you can't spread 5G from one person to another. That doesn't make any sense either.
I've stopped drinking coffee. I'm drinking decaffeinated coffee now. Well, I pulled my back out yesterday. I mean, I was in a cab that went into a hole and almost threw me up. So I think I've done something. Anyway, it'll go, I'm sure.
Could have been the decaf coffee.
Could have been the decaf coffee, you're right.
Hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, so the coronavirus is here. Wash your hands. Sing happy birthday twice. Wash your hands. Don't do the Michael Jackson version. Is it Michael Jackson version? Happy birthday. Happy birthday to... Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Right, I'm with you now. So it's timing then, is it? The happy birthday song?
Yeah. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear. Put any name you like in there. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear. Put the name in of anyone you like. Happy birthday to you.
That's really nice because you've just wished all our listeners happy birthday.
Yeah. Well, that's nice, isn't it?
Twice.
Mine's coming up.
Your birthday?
Yep.
Okay.
May. I will expect a big present.
Yes.
For putting up with you.
I'll send you a box of face masks.
My son's already brought me one.
Just the one or a box?
No, a box.
Have you put them on yourself and your dogs?
No, I'm not wearing them. Don't tell him that.
Just a scarf will do, surely.
Yeah, but it doesn't do much good. It's touching things that somebody else has touched.
And then you touch your eyes.
Touching your face. Mm. That's how you get it. So I thought I'll go everywhere with surgical gloves on.
Yeah, but you still will touch your face with the surgical gloves, though, won't you?
Well, that's a good point. What about if you put gloves on with little spikes in?
Then you'll scratch your face and put the virus directly into your blood system.
Oh, yeah. 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 Just be careful, then. Girls! Girls! Come here. Call them.
Come here.
Oh, hang on a minute. Just talk amongst yourselves for a minute. Come here. In here. Come on. In. Right.
I'm not sure how that would work.
We're sitting down in here while we do this, all right? I know you get bored, but you just have to wait with me here. Do you want to talk? Do I say something? No. Oh, Daisy May, come on. Oh, I know what they want. They want FOOD.
FOOD, yep.
Yeah, yeah. It's time for their FOOD. Come here, come here. There we are. Sit here. Go and sit under there.
FOOD42.
Yeah. Well, I might have some, I suppose. It's been a long time since breakfast. So anyway, coronavirus, let's all just behave ourselves, be more hygienic than we've been before, and hopefully the government have it under control, and hopefully they're telling us the truth, that they're not really hiding from us, that this is it, it's the end of the world, the Black Plague has returned.
Yeah.
Because that would be bad.
It would.
Okay, so that's that. Priti Patel, this whole story of Priti Patel, which is, again, in the news continually, I actually wish we'd have Brexit back to talk about, but I think we will before long.
That's due to come back, yeah.
Yeah, well, because, you know, the deals are not perhaps... I think, personally, the European Parliament are just trying to flex their muscles, and they need to be shown who is boss. We are British. We are the leaders of the universe. Can you... Oh, excuse me.
What are you playing with?
I am not. Daisy, come in. Look, just... Daisy, let me do this. Daisy, let me do this. Come on. That's not even a bark, Daisy. Come on. Daisy, it's a grunt. Come on. No, come on. Come here. Come here. No, you can't have your own way all the time. No. Come here. No. I know. All right? You think for a little dog like that, she's hanging off this sort of squeezy ball, and now she's... Oh, and now the other one's doing it. My fingers are there. Aye! Ouch! What? Yep. Yeah, oh, give it... Come here. Right, good. Okay, got that out of our system. So, where were we?
Priti Patel.
Oh, yes, Priti Patel. Sorry. Is it only me that seems to think, and, you know, being nasty to somebody who is beneath you or who you give the orders to isn't a nice thing, but sometimes people just don't react or do what you want them to do, and sometimes you have to be a little more forceful in your commands, and that's the way it's always been. But now, apparently, if you tell anybody they're not doing a very good job, they go to HR and say, I'm being bullied, and you as the boss get investigated and told you have to be more understanding to your staff. Hence, nothing gets done. And this just seems to be a complete and unnecessary... incident that is taking everybody's minds off running the country properly. And the civil servants are not the ones who run the country. They're the ones that do the bidding of the elected representatives, as far as I understand it. Or maybe I've got it wrong. It seems to me that since Dominic Cummings came in and sorted everybody out, they all sort of fed up with being told what to do, because they've done it themselves for so long and know what they should be doing. Well, what's that now? Oi, bring that over here. Where'd you get that? It's got my slipper. No. Oh, this is ridiculous. I need to finish this. Now, please. No, please. Sorry about this. Well, so anyway, Priti Patel. I just think, you know, I don't remember the Labour Party getting themselves so upset and so annoyed when they were all standing up and defending John Bercow. Oh, I don't consider he's probably really been a bully, just told people what he thought of them. And Shall I? See, I'm allowing you to bully me, aren't I? Hang on. I'm just going to let them out of the studio. I think that's probably what it is. But I'm staying in here. You can go out. I'm staying here. Expect a huge amount of barking in a minute. Because I am not going with them. Okay. Right, where were we? Okay, so Priti Patel. I don't understand how we've got to a situation where it seems to be that the monkeys are telling the organ grinders what to do.
I don't either.
What are you doing?
I was waiting for you.
No, you were eating, weren't you?
I was not eating.
You were eating.
I was not eating.
It's a height of rudeness when we're doing a podcast for you to eat.
I was swilling saliva around my mouth.
That is disgusting. That is disgusting. Never mind. It's a beautiful day here today. After all the rain and everything else, the sun is shining and it's quite warm.
It's not bad here either.
Because, of course, with the climate change, we are in the southeast. We are going to have a more Mediterranean climate, and you're going to be cold and wet. Sorry, you're in Wales. That won't be any difference, will it?
I was going to say, I'm always cold and wet.
Yeah. Yeah. I shouldn't laugh, should I, really? Isn't it time for you to do your tech talk?
I'll keep it really brief because we want...
Well, don't, because I thought if you do your tech talk, I will go and feed the dogs.
Right. Okay.
Just, you know, just if you need me, shout out. And I'll only be a couple of minutes. No, they're on the stairs outside the studio, lying down. Maybe that's okay. Right, let's do tech talk.
Okay, Twitter is testing fleets.
Now, I saw that. What is a fleet? What are they changing to electric cars or something?
No, a fleet is a 24-hour tweet. After 24 hours, it gets deleted permanently.
Isn't that like that Telegram thing you can use where you could have conversations, they just disappear after an hour or whatever time you want?
Yeah, very similar. And I think that's how Snapchat used to be. I don't use Snapchat, but that's how it started. It was like you send a picture and after a while it disappeared.
Yeah. And if you use this thing like Telegram, if you're having an illicit conversation with somebody, it disappears.
Currently unavailable in Brazil because they're testing it at the moment, but hopefully it'll go out around the world. It's obviously you can still send normal tweets, but if you want to send a fleet.
Yeah. A fleet tweet.
Yeah, ideal for people like Trump.
Why?
Well, then he can say his...
I've got a dry cough, shit.
He could say his semi-daft stuff, and it'll just get deleted.
Huh. But it's still there, isn't it? Somewhere.
Someone will screen grab it and retweet it.
Yeah.
Now I think about it, it's quite pointless then, really, isn't it?
Yes, really, it's pointless anyway. Right, I'm going to go and feed them. Hold on. I can't stand this anymore. Hold on.
Some Boots customers who have Advantage cards will not be able to use their points to pay for products because of a security breach.
Right, don't worry. I'm coming back in a second.
Okay. A Virgin Media database containing the personal details of 900,000 people were left unsecured and accessible online for 10 months.
I need some dog food as well.
Oh, you got to stock up.
I don't know if we might have to do another of these podcasts because I think this is just totally disjointed, not talking about anything. Who wants to know whether I'm feeding the dogs or not?
Or the dogs, for a start.
Well, yeah, the dogs do. Right. So they've got to get ready to go off and do my TV show. James Whale Breaks the News tonight.
Couldn't you be bothered to do one last week?
Somebody had a long time booking for the TV studio. I think some sort of corporate business, and it made lots more money than we do.
Oh, I see. So you couldn't gate crash it then?
Well, no, and I think it's always good to have a day off. I didn't realise we'd been doing it nearly 6 months.
I've done my tech talk, by the way.
Have you? All right, what did we talk about?
Boots customers who have Advantage cards can't use them at the moment because they're had a security breach.
Mm-hmm.
And Virgin Media left a database of 900,000 people, personal details, on some servers, which are unsecure.
Oh, that was a bit silly of them, wasn't it?
Yeah, a bit of a slap on the wrist, I'm sure, is coming their way.
All right, good, 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 good. Should we do some Wales mail? People have actually written to us. Well, emailed us, but still writing, isn't it?
It's typing.
Typing.
Yeah.
Wales typing.
Wales typed mail, yeah.
Okay. Should we do, I've got time for, couple, and we'll do another one, edit this one, bits of this into another one we can do later.
Yeah, we'll do that, yeah.
Okay. James, I'm looking into, this is from, by the way, Phil Jarvis. Thank you, Phil. Doesn't say where he comes from, does it? No. I'm looking into taking up archery as a hobby. I've seen a couple of places online that do courses close to me in Essex. Some very good archery clubs, I happen to know, in Essex. I've heard you say a few times on the radio that you do archery and was just wondering if it's an expensive hobby and if you have any do's or don'ts, tips before I start. Any helpful info would be grateful. Yeah, well, I think, Phil, I would take it up. It's a great sport. Decide what kind of archery you do. I used to do target archery. And then I changed to target archery to, I don't know what I'm talking about, do I? Excuse me, I've got a cough now, but she's worrying me. Then I changed to field, which I do field archery. And I used to belong to a club in, somewhere near Brentwood in Essex some years ago. A very good field archery club, which I cannot remember what it's called now. Actually, I think it was nearer Chelmsford than Brentwood. Anyway, field archery is the one for me. I find it more entertaining, and target archery, it's quite serious, and everybody takes it very seriously, and that was okay. When I was younger, field archery is a bit like playing Robin Hood in the woods with real bows and arrows. There are all kinds of bows, and you could get a bow for 50 quid, or you could get a bow for nearly £2,000. It's up to you. Joining an archery club is relatively cheap. It's about 50, 60 quid a year. And so it's not really expensive. It's as expensive or as cheap as you would like to make it, Phil. And I suggest you get in touch with one of the archery associations. And then you find a beginner's course. Go on a beginner's course, learn how to do it, and see if you have an aptitude for it and see if you enjoy doing it. And Bob's your uncle. But Essex is a good place to do it, and they've got loads of clubs in Essex.
There we are.
Yeah, so that was Phil Jarvis. Very good idea. Yeah, more people should take up archery. I think it actually should be a bit more expensive to do. Yeah, and then you could have clubs like golf clubs with, you know, a bar to go to afterwards.
Yeah, clubhouse, yeah.
Normally then they have clubhouses which are old sheds and you get tea and coffee.
And a bonfire.
Yeah. Well, that's field archery. Mm. It's quite fun. Okay, many years back, this is Jason King. Oh, Jason King, that's a very well-known name, isn't it? Jason King was in, what was he in? What was the TV show Jason King was in? Jason King was in a TV show.
Jason King, I'll do a bit of Googling.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Yeah, okay.
Jason King.
He was very, loads of kids were called Jason after this character that loads of people liked.
It's just called Jason King TV show.
No, it was a show. It was a bit like The Professionals, but it wasn't. I can't remember what it was called.
Jason King.
Was it?
Yeah.
Who played Jason King?
Peter Wingard.
Ah, Peter Wingard played Jason King. Yes, you're absolutely right. Yeah. So anyway, I wonder why Peter's writing to me under his name Jason King. But anyway, he says, many years back, I used to listen to you on Talk Sport and send you faxes occasionally that you quite often read out on air. Anyway, moving forward 30 years, oh God, I've been listening to your podcast for some time now too, and noticed you like to have a few jokes at the end. So here's one I heard the other day. Little Johnny's mother was cleaning his bedroom when she found a whole load of bondage gear and magazines. Being quite shocked, she asked her husband for advice. What on earth should we do? He replied, well, I'm no expert, dear, but I certainly wouldn't spank him. I hope it's not too rude for your podcast, but I doubt it. Keep up the good work. Best regards, Jason King. Well, there we are. That's very nice, Jason. Thank you very much indeed. And you could listen to my new talk radio show, Talk Radio, Monday to Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening till 10. So there we are. I've probably messed around too many. Keep them coming in. And we've got some jokes as well a bit later, haven't we?
Well, we might as well do them now.
Might as well do them now, but hang on. What does that say? Annie Anonymous? Anonymous. Is that what that's from? Anonymous?
Yeah.
That's not a real name, is it? Anonymous?
I doubt it.
No. A man and a woman were having sex. Nothing wrong with that. After they were done, the man asks the woman, "Are you a nurse?" The woman answers, "Yes, how did you know?" And the man replies, "Because you took care of me so well." Then the woman asks the man, "Are you an anaesthetist?" And the man says, "Yes, how did you know?" The woman answers, "Because I didn't feel a thing." Oh, dear. Well, I thought that was funny. Obviously, you didn't. Probably for reasons I don't know.
I was laughing away from the microphone.
Oh. Neil Green sent this in. Neil Green, thank you. He said, two factory workers are talking. The woman says, "I can make the boss give me the day off." The man replies, "And how would you do that?" Well, the woman says, "Just wait and see." She then hangs upside down from the ceiling. The boss comes in and says, "What are you doing?" The woman replies, "I'm a light bulb." The boss then says, "You've been working so much that you've gone crazy. I think you need to take the day off." The man starts to follow her, and the boss says, "Where are you going?" The man says, "I'm going home too. I can't work in the dark." That's good too. Oh, dear. Let's do one more. Can we do one more?
Yeah, of course we can. Yeah.
Josie wasn't the best pupil at Sunday school. She often fell asleep, and one day, while she was sleeping, the teacher asked her a question. "Who is the creator of the universe?" Jo was sitting next to Josie and decided to poke her with a pin to wake her up. Josie jumped up and yelled, "God Almighty!" The teacher congratulated her. A little later, the teacher asked her another question. "Tell me, who is our Lord and Saviour?" Jo poked Josie again and she yelled out, "Jesus Christ!" The teacher congratulated her again. Later on, the teacher asked, "What did Eve say to Adam after their 26th child?" Jo poked Josie again and she shouted, "If you stick that thing in me again, I'll snap it in half and stick it up your ass." I wonder where some of you guys get these jokes from, because I've never heard that one. I've never heard a lot of them, actually.
Oh, dear.
We need to do a compilation of all these jokes, don't we?
Yeah, we do a special.
Yeah, and just put them all together.
Yeah.
That was very funny. Very funny, Brian. Very funny indeed. And if you would like to say, if you've got anything you want to say, or anything you should think we should discuss, then email me, jameswellradio@gmail.com.
Should we quickly move on to the questions?
Has it been that long?
It has.
Well,
yeah.
We're going to do another one, aren't we? So just fill this one in. There's been so many interruptions from the dogs who are now sitting here looking at me in a way as if to say, "You are really annoying me and we need to do something."
I'll be quick then.
Well, don't let them boss us around. That's bullying.
That's true. I'll go and complain to HR.
Yeah, exactly. Not having them behave like that. Right. Are you ready?
I am ready, yeah.
I'm going to have a bath in a minute. Do you think I should eat something before the bath or have a bath before I eat something?
I don't think you're supposed to eat something before going into water.
Well, it's just a bath.
That's true. You'll be okay.
Right, yeah. Okay, right. Oh, gosh, time is going, isn't it? Right, okay. Go on then.
Fleeting. Ian Lucy.
Yeah.
How do I get an antivirus isolation pod so that I can sit in while getting paid and watch the James Whale TV shows from the early 90s and a tiny bit of porn as well with beer and crisps?
Very nice idea. I've no idea how you get one. I mean, I answer every question, Ian, and we'll know the answer. Possibility, gets an old diving bell, and that might be able to do it, or you might find yourself a friendly blacksmith who could knock you one up. I think that would do, wouldn't it?
And if you don't really need the porn, because you just watch the James Earl TV shows, there's a bit of that in it anyway.
Hmm.
Karen Clift, why are Jaffa cakes so yummy?
I don't know. It's very strange, Karen. Why are Jaffa cakes so yummy? I think because they're yummy.
Isn't the filling in the middle not from a Jaffa?
No, it's not. But apparently they're very good for you, and they're not very fattening.
Rob James, I've just handled a Swedish banknote. Do you think I might have the coronavirus?
Very good, yeah. I think you should be very careful, though.
Money, apparently, is the...
easiest way to get it.
Yeah, and apparently there are companies now that will quite happily... if you leave your money out in black bags outside your house, there's a company that will drive round and clean it for you.
I wonder where you were last night.
Trying to get money for the show somehow. Adam Talbot, where can I get coronavirus to get it over and done with and move on? That's probably what everyone's thinking, I think.
I have no idea, but I don't think that's a very good idea, Adam. I think you should just wait your turn like all the rest of us.
Judy Barton, why does no one listen to me? Steve Lewis, do fish have hearts?
Of course they have hearts. And if they had voices, they don't have vocal cords, there would be no fishermen for fun. Because every time you caught one and you pulled these poor little animals out of their environment, they'd yell like hell and you would drop the rod and run away. Of course they have hearts, and we treat them appallingly.
Dan Stickerman Saunders.
Right.
How can I be single for almost 10 years starting to feel rubbish about it?
Well, if you feel a bit rubbish about it, you need to join one of these groups, don't you, really, Dan, and start talking over your problems and find out why nobody seems to like you. Probably has got something to do with your name, though.
And Jean Matheson, what do you think of women who need 10 inches of camouflage plastered over their face before they can face the world? Surely if a man pulls a woman and half the face ends up on his clothes or whatever, that can't be attractive. Is this false advertising?
No, Jean. And a woman who puts too much makeup on, of course, like a man who puts on too much makeup, we men wear makeup as well, you know. You just need to do it properly. I have, you know, some people look great, some people don't. And the makeup may enhance it, it may not.
I think I need to use makeup.
I think you do. And a lot of it needs to be concealer. Anyway, have a lovely time. See you next time around.
Bye-bye.
Listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/James Whale Radio Show or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.